Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
Green 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Way down south in the land that shed the best flowers grow, so the people sit.
you can do it. Some folks call it the local way. The best flyers don't have any say. Indoor grown hydro fade. In Mississippi we call it the chicken head.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right, it is WVQC LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and I am the Happy Hemptress, and I'm flying solo today. I get to roll up the pot and smoke it all by myself. And of course the other guys, well, they're out there probably just getting high by themselves. Or, you know, Chuck's out there, the burn man, he's out there with the 420 appliance repair. I know that's what he's doing. But of course this is our first week back since the big WMM, the Worldwide Marijuana March. I needed a break, folks. I took a vacation last week after the events that we had that were a complete success, I might add. And I, first of all, want to thank all the music and the bands and, of course, the volunteers and our speakers for coming out, not only to first the Worldwide Marijuana March downtown. Of course, Reefer Roach and the foe, let me say, the wall, Pottsbury Dope Boy, Chef Pot and Hash. In other words, unfortunately, our regular chef did not get to march, but we had a stand-in. So any of the pictures you see out there that I will start putting up this week, since I just got them this weekend, you'll see that the Pottsberry is a faux Pottsberry, but we want to thank Kev for that. And, of course, Colonel Cannabis and everybody else that marched from the Freedom Center, the Underground Railroad Freedom Center here in Cincinnati, the downtown area. They gathered there. They marched across the suspension bridge into Covington. Now, why did we do that? First, we wanted to thank City Council here for repealing in December the Cincinnati pot law that was spending too much money and wasting time for people that shouldn't be in jail for pot. And apparently, Kentucky felt the same way, and on June 24th, they are changing from a Class A to a Class B misdemeanor, which means maximum instead of a year in jail is 45 days in jail. Now, is that a good thing? Well, it's good. It's just not good enough. So I like to call that half-ass decrim. But hey, it beats a blank. Beats what I'm going to tell you here in a few minutes about your Supreme Court ruling on a case out of Lexington, Kentucky. In the meantime, though, we wanted to thank the legislators in Kentucky for at least doing that little bit of a decrim that they're doing and hope that they follow suit and do more. Anyway, we did that on both sides of the river. Then everybody came back in time for the 420. And of course, boy, there's videos everywhere. We have Stoner Jesus out there with 420 Times posting some great video and some blogs. So go to the Stoner Jesus blogs. You can find that. I believe he's posted those on my Facebook. So go to Lynn Wilson's Facebook or just do a search for Hemp Rock and you'll find the videos from there. And I believe that the Burn Man and the Hemp Rock TV guys have got some stuff also up on YouTube. And so check that out. We'll be posting a lot of those links as we get them going. And, of course, the audio I am working on to edit and play for you from all of the great bands and artists that came out and performed. My God, we had so many. It was ridiculous. The show was fantastic. We had a great crowd. Of course, I might add, no arrests anywhere. And we like that always every year. So once again, it was the May 7th Worldwide Marijuana March here in Cincinnati and around the world. And as a matter of fact, still continuing this past Saturday, Chicago had theirs. So they don't always have to be on the first Saturday or that weekend in May. Some cities like to do it in other places and other times. And if you and your city did not have one yet, you can, of course, look them up. And right now, I still have links off of Hemp Rock. If you go to HempRock.com and you click Pass the Roach, you're going to see the big promo for the event. Click on the poster. That will take you to the list of cities and the dates that they do it in case some cities where you are did not have theirs yet. But now I do have to go on to other information and other work here because we are a volunteer nonprofit radio station here, and May is our membership drive month. So if you want to help us, help support us, you can do that by supporting the diverse community programming you hear from us and others by becoming a member of WVQC's Radio Free Queen Cities membership drive. Our levels start at $30, and they go all the way up to $150. Now, the $30 level is for the DJ training. So if you want to be like me, well, nobody really wants to be like me because I'm just crazy. But if you want to be something like me, you can join our station for $30 and not only help us stay on the air and replace some of our equipment that's got broke. We have a new recording system here, so that's good. With your help, we can get another CD player. And, hey, maybe even a turntable and be like a really old station. You never know. In the meantime, though, if you really want to help, $75. Now, I say for $50, if you throw in an extra $20, we'll give you stuff from Natural Choice, the Natural Choice clothes that are supporting our movement. And now, if you want to go up to $150, well, first of all, the $75 is the MC level. And from the station, not only does that include the free training and eligibility to become a programmer, you will also get a t-shirt, a tote bag, and discount rates on specialty classes at Media Bridges, such as GarageBand. Those are editing programs, folks. So those also are for people that want to be involved in audio production. Now, the Mixmaster at $150 includes, again, the free radio training, and you're eligible for a program. You'll get the t-shirt and the tote bag and free access to the specialty classes for editing and such like that. So, lots of great levels, lots of good things to do. Hey, if you can't afford the 30 and you just want to send 10 bucks, we'll take that too. We take all donations. But once again, May is our membership drive month, and so help support us. You can call Maria or Krista at 513-651-4171. Again, that's 513-651-4171 to support us here at WVQC Radio Free Queen City. That I like to call the voice of the Queen City. Are we a new voice? We are, but we want to make sure that we stay on the air and get stronger and louder. Now, I do want to tell you, of course, I'm going to jump back into the regular show here because I have to tell you the song that I played at the top of the show. Chicken Head. Chicken Head. Now, you say Chicken Head. Well, I thought it was a cool song. It's from an artist named David Turner. So if you want to find out more about his music, you can look him up online. I believe he's on Reverb Nation and MySpace. So look up David Turner and Chicken Head. I think it's a cool song. Now, we've got a lot of other stuff throughout the show, of course. I'm going to be playing a brand new cut later in the show here in a few minutes from Madras Lounge, one of the bands that played for us last week at the Worldwide Marijuana March, one of our favorite bands. And I'll save the other one for later because it's, you know, it's Monday and I like to cover a lot of different topics on Monday. So we'll save the other one that I'm going to tell you about for later. In the meantime, I'm going to lead out with the top story of the day. I have a lot of other things to get to in the news today that's happened in the last week. But boy, this is something we covered recently. And I feared the worst. And I'm afraid my fears have come true. If you remember, there was a case out of Lexington, Kentucky, where the cops busted down the door, went in, and because of the smell of marijuana, they busted somebody in the apartment. Now, normally, and in other rulings, I'm going to say that the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Fourth Amendment. But as you know, in our country, there is no such thing as the Fourth Amendment anymore. That was taken away with the Patriot Act and all of the stupid rulings and wrong rulings, I might say, that the Supreme Court of our wonderful land has done, you know, because they don't believe in the Constitution anymore. You know, the Constitution, what's that? Oh, that's just that crappy thing that was written on crappy hemp paper by the founding fathers that grew hemp and smoked it. That's all the Constitution is, right? Well, here you go, folks, from this morning. Police who claim they heard sounds of evidence being destroyed after knocking on the door of an apartment that smelled of marijuana were entitled to knock down the door and search the place. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled this morning. In an overwhelming 8-1 decision, one lone judge saw the truth. In an overwhelming 8-1 decision, the Supreme Court upheld the warrantless search of an apartment in Lexington, Kentucky, ruling the search was legal because of exigent circumstances. Justice Samuel A. Alito Jr. wrote, for the majority, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg cast the lone dissenting vote. Well, good for the woman. Always takes a mother to get it. The Kentucky Supreme Court had ruled that the search was not allowed under the exigent circumstances rule because police should have expected that knocking on the door and announcing their presence would lead those in the apartment to destroy evidence. The Supreme Court disagreed, saying the rule can justify the search when police acted lawfully before entering the apartment, reports Deborah Cassans from the ABA Journal. Police had entered the apartment building while following a suspect who had allegedly sold drugs to an undercover informant. A door slammed, indicating the suspect had entered one of the two apartments. Police assumed wrongly, it turned out, that the suspect was in the apartment that smelled of marijuana. They knocked and announced themselves, then kicked the door in when they heard sounds of things being moved in the apartment. Once inside, they found in plain view marijuana, cocaine, and drug paraphernalia. Now, I have to stop here. If they heard things being hid, but once inside everything was in plain view, I think that they didn't hear a damn thing, folks. and they lied. That's my assessment, because if people inside the apartment were hiding everything, they didn't do a good job of it, did they? If the marijuana, cocaine, and the paraphernalia was sitting in plain sight. Apparently, they didn't move fast enough to hide the stuff, did they now? Now, where, as here, the police did not create the exigency, I can't even say the word, folks, by engaging or threatening to engage in conduct that violates the Fourth Amendment, warrantless entry to prevent the destruction of evidence is reasonable and thus allowed, Alito wrote. Alito said the apartment's occupants could have refused to open the door or to speak with the officers, or they could have talked to police, but refused to let them inside. Think about that, folks. I'm going to say that again because that's kind of true. You have the right to refuse. So I'm going to say what the Judge Alito said. Occupants who choose not to stand on their constitutional rights, but instead attempt to... Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong place. Alito said the apartment's occupants could have refused to open the door or to speak with the officers, or they could have talked to police, but refused to let them inside. We need some better lights in here, folks. Please donate $30 to our station, because we need better lighting in here. Occupants who choose not to stand on their constitutional rights, but instead elect to attempt to destroy evidence, have only themselves to blame for the warrantless, exigent circumstances search they may ensue, Alito said. Now, I'm going to say it again. They obviously were not trying to hide the stuff if it was out in plain sight when the cops came in. Of course, the lone woman, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, disagreed. The court today aims the police with a way routinely to dishonor the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement in drug cases, she wrote. In lieu of presenting their evidence to a neutral magistrate, police officers may now knock. Listen, then break the door down. Never mind that they had ample time to obtain a warrant. While agreeing that the smell of marijuana created probable cause to investigate the situation further, I'm going to edit the page that I'm reading from. While agreeing that the smell of marijuana created probable cause to investigate the situation further, Ginsburg held that the right of officers to thrust themselves into a home is a grave concern. Reports Dan McHugh of Courthouse News. Under the police-created exigency doctrine, which lower courts have developed as an exemption to the exigent circumstances rule under the Fourth Amendment, exigent circumstances do not justify a warrantless search when the exigency is created or manufactured by the conduct of the police. The lower courts have not, however, agreed on the test for determining when police impermissibly create an exigency. Wow. There is no Fourth Amendment, folks. The Fourth Amendment is officially dead in this country. I hope you're all happy. I hope that by not getting out and voting for Gatewood Galbraith in Kentucky, every time he's ran for an office in Kentucky, I hope you're all satisfied now, because that ruling is from a case out of Lexington, Kentucky, that obviously Gatewood did not handle. And I'm gonna just say it like this, folks. It's going to get worse before it gets better. If you don't like what's going on in your country, you're either going to have to leave it or stand up for it. Because those of us who have been standing up for all these years are fighting a losing battle as long as the rest of you don't join us and vote. Okay? That's my assessment of what's going on. These bad cops, and as you know, we love cops here. We love law enforcement against prohibition. That's right, the cops that are opposed to the drug war and opposed to this kind of shenanigans where the cops make up the rules as they go and then the Supreme Court idiots back them up with laws that don't exist. Making up the rules as they go. Sounds like Gaddafi. Sounds like a lot of other people in a lot of other countries. But that's not supposed to happen here, right, folks? That's not supposed to happen in the land of the free. Well, I feel like I have a pair of handcuffs on my hand today. So I'm not going to tell you I'm the happy Hemptress, because I'm not. Right now, I am the pissed off Hemptress. Now, wow. I'm going to move forward with a song from one of our favorite local bands, Madras Lounge. They played for us at the Worldwide Marijuana March Hempfest a couple Saturdays ago. Great band out of Cincinnati, and as you know, WVQC supports all local music. from the area. And, of course, Madras Lounge is one of the best. Now, the title, you know, just like the Supreme Court says, if you're burning marijuana, the cops can bust your door down, and that puts you on the pyre. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I'm rolling and smoking up the pot today. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people. Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right, I want to thank Willie Nelson, of course, for that. And those, I should say, wonderful PSAs. And very proud to be a part of that. And, well, what can you say about Willie Nelson helping the movement? And, you know, as I told you before the break, the Supreme Court has just burned us. And that's kind of reminiscent of being on a pyre. And as I said, that was on a pyre from Madras Lounge, our local group, one of our fantastic local musicians and band here in Cincinnati who supports the local pot movement as well as ending the drug war everywhere. And fantastic group. And if you like that kind of rock and roll, they are the kind of band to go see. Now, there was lots of other bands that played. Let me pull up real quick Hemprock.com, and I'm going to run down the list of just who all of those bands were, because I do want to thank them all, of course, and especially Wendy Oakley and the Posse, who includes our artist and MC Senior Bull, who not only performed but also MC'd and made the shirt that I'm wearing. Really, really cool new shirt, and the caption reads, of course, now the picture. Picture this, folks. It's going to be up on the web, so you'll get to see it real soon. I'm going to get it up on the web. The t-shirt art that we have iron-ons for. That's right, iron-ons this year. It's pretty cool. It's the American Gothic, but only as Reefer Roach and Reefer Girl standing there in front of the hemp field. And up in one corner is a beautiful mushroom. And over in the other corner is a mushroom cloud. I won't tell you what it's supposed to represent. You'll have to figure that out, but it is the Alpha and the Omega. Because, as the caption reads, pot is like roaches. It was here before man and will be here after man. And as long as we allow the Supreme Court and people like that who are running our country and our world, the Monsantos and the GEs that run the nuclear power plants and keep hemp illegal, we're doomed, folks. We're doomed. But before we get doomed, I do want to thank the bands that played the Worldwide Marijuana March. Of course, as I said, Madras Lounge. The Ohms. We love the boys from the Ohms. They came and headlined along with Madras Lounge and Wendy Oakley and the Posse. We also, of course, had Vicariously Indecisive. I had to think about that for a minute because I'm vicariously indecisive. Really great metal band. And of course, our Reefer Girl, the Sock Monkeys. And of course, the boys from the Open Mind Productions, DFI, Zebulon of Babylon. He came and spoke as well. He was going to do some acoustic, but we grand laid a little bit, so he only did a great speech. We'll get that up on YouTube. You can hear what he has to say. And of course, Henry on acoustic and Harmonic Cool. And we also had one other one. I'm going to forget the guy's name, and I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to look that up because it did not get on the site in time. I ran out of time, so I'm going to look that guy's name up. He's a local hip-hop artist, and I'll let you know who that was. But we also had the Incendium Fire Art Troops out, and Rich Spirit drum circle. He was one of the guys that helped lead the march downtown and then came out and played drums for us out in Miami Town. A lot of fun, a lot of fun. We had a lot of groups out there and a lot of fun. That's all I can say is fun, fun, fun. And learning about why hemp is illegal and how to get it legal. And that's what it's really about. Now, speaking of making it legal, we have idiots in the Supreme Court, but at least the folks in Delaware know what's going on. Delaware last week became the 16th, that's right, folks, the 16th state that is now going to allow medical marijuana. So our country's crumbling on one end, and then some states are going, we're trying to save us. We're trying to save us and the patients. Today, or the day that this happened, this was actually last week, Governor Jack Markell signed SB 17 as he had indicated he would, making the state of Delaware the 16th in the United States to legalize medical marijuana, plus Washington, D.C. You say, Washington, D.C.? If you live in Washington, D.C., where the Supreme Court resides, you can smoke medical marijuana. But then what if they bust your door down because they smelled it? I wonder what would happen. That's a case I'd like to hear about. The law goes into effect in Delaware on July 1st and will permit people diagnosed with cancer, HIV/AIDS, multiple sclerosis, decompensated cirrhosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, PTSD, intractable nausea, severe seizures, severe and persistent muscle spasms, wasting syndrome, and severe debilitating pain that has not responded to other treatments or for which other treatments produced serious side effects to possess up to 6 ounces of marijuana without fear of arrest. Maybe. Qualified patients will not be able to cultivate their own medicine, but they will be able to obtain medical marijuana from state-licensed compassion centers regulated by the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services, which will also issue medical marijuana cards to patients who receive a recommendation from their doctor. Public use of marijuana and driving under the influence are prohibited. So now, let's say you're sitting in an outdoor cafe in Delaware, and you have a prescription for OxyContin. If you get pain, you can sit in the cafe and eat your OxyContin, and nobody cares. But you can't sit there where everybody else can smoke a cigarette outside, and you can't smoke your joint, even though it's recommended and legal. You won't be able to. So that tells me it's not really legal. And I bet that the cops aren't going to like it, and they're going to still try to hassle people. And if the feds have their way, and if they smell marijuana, they're going to come in and bust your doors down anyway and say, what Fourth Amendment? That doesn't exist. That's some fantasy that the Founding Fathers came up with. They didn't know what they were doing. There are so many people in Delaware who are suffering unimaginable pain that this will help, and we want to be able to do what we can to provide much-needed relief for those citizens, said Senate Majority Whip Margaret Rose Henry, a Democrat who sponsored the legislation. I am very grateful that so many of my colleagues were able to look past the myths, or the lies, I would say, surrounding marijuana, and into the eyes and hearts of those who were crying out for our help. Needless to say, I am profoundly grateful to Governor Markell for his support of this important legislation. Today is an amazing victory for seriously ill Delaware patients who have been waiting for a very long time for a chance to use the medicine they need without fear, said Noah Mamber, legislative analyst for the Marijuana Policy Project, who lobbied and mobilized patients, professionals, and grassroots activists in support of the bill. SB 17 is the most comprehensive, tightly written medical marijuana bill in the country, and with this vote, the Delaware legislator proved that compassion is not a red or blue issue, it's a human issue. Wow. Yeah, until the cops say, we smelled marijuana and we're busting your door down. Oops, sorry, it was a medical patient? Prove it. Well, there's a debate, huge debate in this movement on whether or not dispensaries should go and be able to run. I say if Walgreens can be next to schools and sell drugs that kill and alcohol that kills and cigarettes that kill. Think about it. Walgreens are popping up everywhere. CVS is popping up everywhere. Drugstores. That's right. Oh, they say get rid of drugs in this country, but that yet there's drugstores all over the place. I don't understand the mixed message here. So when I drive down the street, everywhere I see a Walgreens, there's schools within walking distance. And where I live, there's one directly across on the corner. There's a Walgreens, there's a Deals, there's a bank, and then a school. And they say that we shouldn't have medical marijuana dispensaries because it brings violence. Well, I say that people rob Walgreens and banks all the time. And as a matter of fact, a place like Deals was just ripped off somewhere. But they don't close them down and say, oh, but it's bringing violence to the neighborhood. Shut them down. No, they just keep opening more and more and more. So why is it that Walgreens gets to sell drugs, but medical marijuana people have to hide still in the streets? And, you know, that is another topic. So here we have the 16th state. Now, the state, the people, you know, those people that we like to call citizens that are supposed to have control of their lives in this country and control of their legislators by telling them how they want them to vote. Because if everybody in this country had to go to a meeting and vote, they'd never get anything done. Oh, that's right. They really don't get anything done right now. But, of course, the feds are harassing the states, and I bet Delaware will be next. They will get a letter from the Department of Justice telling them, oh, if you guys legalize medical marijuana, we're going to start busting the politicians that are putting that into effect. You think? That's what's going on, folks. That's exactly what's going on. Now, I'm sure, though, if they do, they will join in this kind of a lawsuit, you see. If you didn't hear what happened in Montana and in California on 420, and around those dates, the feds and the locals came in and busted everybody, and well, most everybody, and tried to shut all the different dispensaries in Montana down. And as a result, guess what? Rated medical marijuana providers sue the U.S. government. This comes out of Helena. This is from the Missoulan.com. Two medical marijuana providers have accused the U.S. government of civil rights violations in what may be the first lawsuit of its kind in response to a federal crackdown on pot operations across the nation. The owners of Montana Caregivers Association and MCM Caregivers claim federal raids on pot businesses across Montana in March. I'm sorry, it was March, not April, were unconstitutional, exceeded the government's authority, and preempted the state's medical marijuana law. Since then, federal agents have raided two Washington state dispensaries, and federal prosecutors have sent letters of warning to leaders in most of the 15 states with medical marijuana laws. So as I said, Delaware is going to get a letter real soon. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Missoula against the government, Department of Justice, and Attorney General Eric Holder, and U.S. Attorney for Montana, Michael Cotter. The plaintiffs claimed the intent of the raids was to shut down the medical pot industry. The federal government has made clear its intent to threaten and eventually eliminate any business or enterprise related to the medical use of marijuana, Christopher Williams of the Montana Caregivers Association and Randy Liebenguth of MCM Caregivers claimed in the lawsuit. The Department of Justice did not comment when contacted Wednesday. Cotter spokeswoman Jessica Fair also declined comment, saying the U.S. Attorney's Office had not been served with the lawsuit. New Mexico attorney Paul Livingston, who is representing the plaintiffs, believes this is the first constitutional challenge of the government's actions. I'm surprised nobody's raised a 10th Amendment challenge, Livingston said. This is a process going on in all the states that have approved medical marijuana. They're trying to set limits. The 10th Amendment says powers not delegated to the U.S. or prohibited by the Constitution are reserved to the states. That's right, folks. It's the States' Rights Amendment. Current Montana law says a marijuana provider can't be arrested, prosecuted, or penalized if they do not exceed the amount of pot they are allowed to keep per patient. Federal agents executed 26 search warrants against pot businesses in Montana on March 14th, seizing drugs, cash, weapons, and vehicles in what Cotter called part of a drug trafficking investigation. No charges have been filed, and Cotter's office has since refused to comment on the investigation. Cotter's warning letter to Montana legislative leaders said the Department of Justice considers it a priority to prosecute anybody involved in the trade of illegal drugs. But the letter added the department would not pursue prosecution of seriously ill individuals who follow state law in using medical marijuana. That and similar letters issued by Cotter's counterparts have caused several states to reassess their laws. Washington's governor recently vetoed a law to create licensed dispensaries. New Jersey has asked for guidance from the Department of Justice before implementing its new law. Montana lawmakers passed a bill that would effectively ban marijuana businesses by making it illegal to charge for marijuana and limiting the number of patients per provider. Medical marijuana advocates in the state have organized protests such as the one held Wednesday on the steps of the state capitol. A couple dozen protesters waved signs at passing cars urging the governor to veto the bill. Governor Brian Schweitzer has said he will let the bill become law without his signature later this week, and that is what he did. So I believe there's probably going to be more lawsuits, folks. The protesters are planning a petition drive. In the lawsuit, Williams and Liebenguth claimed that because the U.S. Constitution does not expressly grant the government powers over medical marijuana, the government violated the 10th Amendment to overrule Montana's medical marijuana laws. The plaintiffs are asking Judge Donald Malloy to declare the raids unconstitutional and prevent the government from threatening, interfering, or prosecuting them for activities allowed under state law. They are also asking to be compensated for damages, but do not specify the amount. All right, folks, I'll tell you, it is just ridiculous. You think you live in the land of the free? Let me tell you, it isn't free when you can pass laws by the voters and those that we have put in power try to beat you down for doing what you have voted to be okay. Too long to get into that today. I'll tell you, it is just crazy. Just crazy what is going on in our land. It's very saddening. It's very frustrating. It pisses me off, and that's why today I am the Pissed Off Hemptress. But before I go, I do have to remind you, we are WVQC, and we are in membership drive. So if you want to help us stay on the air so people like myself can keep the message going, because for you know, if shows like this or other shows such as Cincinnati's Conscience coming up with Jay, she's ready to come on, and other shows of this kind, whether it be political, about art, or the community, it really doesn't matter. We need this microphone. We need to be able to get out to the people. We need to be able to let people know what's going on, not only in our movement, but in other movements and in other things that are going on, not only around the world, but so you know what's going on in your own city, and that's what this is about. So if you want to be a member, you can call Maria or Krista, 513-651-4171, and support WVQC today. You can start. Hey, you can send us $5. We don't care. We'll take it. But if you want to be a total member, it's $30 and up. And, of course, I'm going to go ahead and roll up my next few clips. I've got some PSAs to get to. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm extremely excited about one thing. I will tell you this very quickly because this is the lead-in to our last song for the day. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, same time, same place. And, folks, this is the only reason why I can say I'm the happy Hemptress today. Pink Floyd reunite at Roger Waters' London show. The existing members of Pink Floyd stunned fans at a Roger Waters concert in London this past Thursday night by joining the rocker on stage. Rumors of a group reunion have been swirling for months. That's right. Dave said, come on, Roger, do the Hoping Foundation concert with me, and I'll do one of your shows. And they did it. And I predicted a year ago it would be London when this came about, when they said they were going to do this. I predicted it would be in London. And then I said, I bet Nick's going to show. Nick, the drummer, he'll show too. And guess what, folks? My prediction came true. This past Thursday, David Gilmour and Nick Mason appeared on stage during the Wall show in London. They sang and performed, of course, Comfortably Numb, and then Outside the Wall, the last song on the Wall. And that's what we're playing, and that's what we're going to leave with today. And, of course, it is from the 1980 live Wall set when the band was whole, lacking, of course, Mr. Barrett. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I am the happy, pissed-off Hemptress today. We'll be back tomorrow with Burn Man and whoever else shows up. We'll be back. Jay's up next.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with LEAP. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, oh, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.